With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, your daily dose of sports-fueled motivation. You know that feeling when you're about to step up to the plate in a big game, or tackle that challenging project at work? Your heart is pounding, adrenaline is pumping, and all those little doubts start creeping in. Ever feel like you're battling your own mind more than anything else? Well, guess what? That inner battle is where the magic happens. And today, we're diving into a secret weapon champions use to silence those doubts and conquer their fears: affirmations and mantras. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is some woo-woo, hippie stuff, hear me out. This isn't about chanting empty words or wishing things into existence. It's about harnessing the power of your subconscious mind. Think of it like rewiring your brain to fire on all cylinders, focusing on positive beliefs and outcomes. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Know your battlefield. First, identify those negative thought patterns that hold you back. Is it fear of failure? Self-doubt? Perfectionism? Once you know your enemy, you can start crafting affirmations that directly combat those thoughts. 2. Make it personal. Generic affirmations like, "I am strong," can feel hollow. Instead, personalize them to your specific goals and challenges. For example, instead of, "I am a great athlete," try, "I am confident in my skills and prepared to give it my all." 3. Keep it positive. Remember, affirmations are about building yourself up, not tearing yourself down. Ditch the negativity and focus on what you want to achieve. Instead of, "I won't mess this up," try, "I am capable and focused, and I will succeed." See the difference? 4. Repetition is key. Think of affirmations like a muscle. The more you use them, the stronger they become. Repeat them throughout the day, write them down, visualize yourself living those positive beliefs. Make it a part of your daily routine. 5. Believe it to see it. This is the most crucial step. Your affirmations won't magically work if you don't genuinely believe them. When you say, "I am capable," feel it in your heart. Visualize yourself achieving those goals, and let that belief fuel your actions. Ever felt that crippling stage fright before a big presentation? Picture this. A seasoned speaker walks onto the stage, radiating calm confidence. He takes a deep breath, whispers to himself, "I am prepared, I am engaging, and I have valuable insights to share," and bam. He delivers a powerful, inspiring speech. That's the magic of affirmations at work. Remember, your mindset is everything. You have the power to shape your thoughts and beliefs, and that directly influences your actions and outcomes. So start crafting those positive affirmations today, believe in yourself, and watch your confidence soar. Alright folks, I want you to put these takeaways into action. Start small. Pick one affirmation that resonates with you and repeat it throughout the day. Share your experience with me on social media. Let's build a community of champions who believe in their power and potential. Until next time, stay focused, stay positive, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.